Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the obligation to obey those in authority in lawful matters and the prohibition of obeying them in unlawful matters. So today's hadith عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من خلع يدا من طاعة لقي الله يوم القيامة ولا حجة له ومن مات وليس في عنقه بيعة مات ميتة جاهلية رواه مسلم وفي رواية له ومن مات وهو مفارق للجماعة فإنه يموت ميتة جاهلية. We explaining that in a Muslim country, in an Islamic law, where the government is, the authority is enforcing, putting in laws in place, they have certain rules, regulations, and those rules and regulations, if they in conformity with the rules and regulations brought down, shown to us by Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we must obey those rules because they are in conformity with the rules of Shariat. But if those rules are not in conformity with Shariat, they're going against Shariat, then we obey the command of Allah Ta'ala and we obey the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we don't obey the command of the law. Why? Because the ultimate law is the law of Allah Ta'ala. There is no law that is more supreme than the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one thing that happens in a Muslim country is the person that we put into power, the Khalifa, every citizen of that country needs to take bay'ah to him, to pledge the allegiance that they're going to obey him, they're going to follow him. In other words, this creates a smooth running of a country, where the people, the citizens, they have respect for the leader has respect for the citizens, the leader has respect for the Sharia. So now you find that the people are encouraged to take bay'at, pledge your allegiance to the leader. So in this, understanding this background, that everyone is encouraged to pledge allegiance, and not to pledge allegiance is something that is looked at, frowned upon, is problematic. Why? Because you can have a system of rebellion in the country where you've got a leader of the country, Islamic country, and then some people are not pledging allegiance. There's a chance of some type of rebellion being created. So therefore Shariat has made it such that there is so much warnings for those people that choose this route, that we're not going to pledge allegiance, we're going to choose another way. In other words, within the Islamic Khilafat, we're going to choose another way. In other words, that way that doesn't conform with our authority and our leader. So understanding this background, we can understand this hadith of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, one who withdraws his hand from obedience, means from pledging allegiance, he withdraws. In other words, he had his hand there, he pledged allegiance, now he withdraws allegiance. And here we're talking about no justifiable reason. So one who withdraws his hands from obedience will meet Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah without any proof in his favor. And one who passes away without having pledged allegiance dies a death of jahiliyat, dies a death of ignorance. Another narration has it that one who dies estranged from the Muslim community dies a death of jahiliyat. So the rest of the Muslims all pledge allegiance. This person now chooses that I don't want to pledge allegiance. Maybe he had some personal differences with the Amir al-Mu'mineen and he decides that I'm not going to pledge allegiance. So now this hadith is a hadith giving such great warning that this person will meet Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. He'll have no proof in his favor. What did he do for his action? Why did he do this? This is not something that in Islam we should do. We should give full support to the Muslim leader. As we explained before, we obey him in matters that are in conformity with Sharia. We don't obey him in matters that are not conforming with Sharia. But this idea of creating groupings within the Muslim Khilafat is not something that Shariat encourages. The second part of the hadith, person who passes away without having pledged any allegiance, dies a death of jahiliyah. In the time of ignorance, they didn't pledge it. They didn't have any type of allegiance to anybody. Anybody, any group, any family, any background, any formation that they thought was sufficient for me to have my grouping. I'm prepared to fight and I'm prepared to give my life for it. And I'll even make wasiyah to my children that for my family, my lineage, my tribe, continue the struggle, continue the tribe. There wasn't such a thing as having a leader and everyone pledging allegiance. And now the Muslim Ummah, being a Muslim Ummah in the real sense of an Ummah, there wasn't that. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that a person who dies away estranged from the Muslim community. In other words, there's a community that has been formed behind the Amir, but this person chooses to remain estranged and aloof from them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, one who dies estranged from the Muslim community, alufia meaning that without taking a bay'ah to the Amir, then what happens? This person dies a death of jahiliyyah. A person dies a death of an ignorant one, like the one who passed away in jahiliyyat. In that type of a death, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving grave warning. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. One thing we learned from here also is how beautiful Islam is. Imagine from what type of background they were coming. Jahiliyyat, petty things they would fight. They would have wars that would go on for petty reasons. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an ummat. Such an ummat that one leader, one guide, the whole ummat behind that leader. And how much was achieved in the Muslim ummah. And the Muslim Ummah had this type of iman, this type of leadership, and these type of followers. How much was achieved in the Muslim world at that time? Allah Ta'ala make it such that it returns to that time that we had, where everyone pledges allegiance to an Amir. How nice, how beautiful, one leader, and everyone is moving behind the banner of Islam. How much of muhabbat and how much of love it creates. But one thing that we learn is what an effort Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made to take them from jahiliyyah, from each tribe fighting for its own pride, to such a nation where they're all behind one Amir. That requires a very, very great effort. And this short life that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, what an impact he had. From amongst all the other impacts he had on the people was this fact that they were prepared to accept somebody as a leader who was many times not even from their tribe, not even from their background, not even from their lineage. It was something unheard of for the Arabs to do that. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made an effort on them, and this is how they ended up. Allah Pa give us also the tawfiq of appreciating this Mubarak deen that we have got. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.